T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Day.
My name is Optimus Prime.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Oh, boy. Monday morning.
Monday.
Think positive.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
I think we should put our best foot forward here.
Hey, Mr. Positive, shut the hell up.
This is not your usual hurricane story. Tropical Storm Barry crawling north.
Oh, man.
We're always in fashion at the Copa. She lost her love.
Oh, not fell in love. She lost it. Lola did. Good morning. Welcome to a Monday morning. You tired? It was a little steamy yesterday, and apparently there's a heat advisory that starts on Wednesday.
Yeah.
For the Courtney and Company
ballpark.
Day off at the ballpark. That should be fun.
That should be a lot of fun.
So 12:15 start for the game on Wednesday. Cardinals took, what, 2 out of 3 over the weekend, which is nice to see. And a lot of hits happening early on in the game. Although the end of the game, of course, I was like, I'm going to turn it, because it was looking like maybe they were going to blow that lead in the ninth, but they didn't. They held on and they were victorious. Okay. So today on the show, speaking of Courtney and Company day off, we gave tickets away all last week. But today is your chance to win the final pair of tickets that we are giving away. There are still a few tickets left if you want to join us Wednesday. You can go to 198.com/Cardinals. And with $20, you get, I mean, it's such a bargain. You get a ticket. You get a t-shirt, a special Ferris Bueller's Day Off theme t-shirt with Fred Bird on the front. And you get a drink ticket. That right there is most of the $20,
yep.
Just the drink ticket. So those tickets you can get again at y98.com/Cardinals. But today, caller 98 at 7:20 this morning, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to zip through them as quickly as we can. And the 98th caller is going to get our final pair of tickets to Courtney and Company Day Off. And you get to throw out the first pitch.
What?
It's a cool thing. Lance, have you ever done it?
I did it at Gateway Grizzlies game with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a halter top on.
I don't recall that
I
part
do.
Of the uniform.
I was like, this is a good outfit for a first pitch.
That was a real stormy night. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Well, we got to get you to throw it 1 year, but we thought we'd give one of our listeners an opportunity because it's not something that the average person gets to do. And we usually do a day off or a day every year at the ballpark where we get the first pitch. So at 7:20, that's the time, not right now, but 7:20, we'll open up those phone lines and caller 98 will win those tickets and the opportunity to throw out the first pitch. I would like to give you a little piece of advice if you do win this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Don't stand on the rubber. Stand in front of the mound
yes.
like most people do.
Yep.
Because it looks really freaky from up on top of the mound.
It's an adjustment. It really is.
And
yeah.
it messes with how far you think it's going to go. You can make it there easily. I mean, but you don't get to practice one to see how hard you need to throw that first one. So just don't try to be a hero like I did last year. Go to the front of the mound like everybody else does and do it from there. That's my that's my piece of advice on a solid first pitch. And that could be you. 7:20 this morning. Again, we'll open up the phone lines.
You were fine. I thought yours was fine.
It was. I think if I would have just stood in front of the mound.
It would have been a. You would have felt it would have been
it
a
It looks
pitch.
So different from up there.
Yep, I'm sure.
And you don't get to throw one first. You know, you
to
gotta
kind of
get
judge
your.
It.
Yes, mm-hmm. you gotta get the feel for how hard you're gonna throw it.
You would have regretted it, though.
Regretted standing in front?
Yeah.
Not if it was a sweet, sweet.
No. You'd always have wondered, and frankly, so would I.
All right. Well, I'm telling the person that's going to win them today, win the opportunity, maybe go in front of the mound.
That's fine.
So your last chance will be at 7:20 this morning. We have a lot of food stuffs this morning. Jen is out the entire week, and it's all for good stuff, so don't worry about her. She's on vacation. That's why we played the hurricane. Is it a hurricane now, Barry?
It was a tropical storm, and now it's the tropical depression.
It's not a hurricane?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it ever became one,
actually. I'm glad Barry wasn't severe, because having fun with a hurricane and then it becomes deadly is not a good thing.
I agree.
But there's something about Barry Manilow. It'll just make you feel happy. But apparently, where she is, I heard, the rain's supposed to move out by today.
That's good.
Yeah, so she'll have good weather, and then she'll be back next week. Thank you to everyone that came out to the first stop in our diner and donut tour. Wasn't that fabulous, you guys?
So much fun.
Yeah, it was just a steady stream of people.
I mean, from the time we signed on.
Mm-hmm. How many people were pumped Lance was there? Because Lance isn't able to make all of these.
People like it, Lance, so... I'm just saying that...
You made a lot of people's day.
Yes.
Thank you, St. Louis. And I saw a lot of people I knew, too. I mean, my neighbors from four doors down, their two little girls came by, and they were like, hey, what's going on?
They came to see you, even though you're their neighbor? Because you don't talk to them in your neighborhood, do you?
No, I do. I do talk to them. They like to come up and talk to Miss Libby, and I'll say hi, but they mostly talk to my wife.
Well, this Friday, where are we this Friday?
The Barn.
In Crestwood.
Okay. All right, and again, a tip. We were out of shirts by 7.
I know.
And I don't want to, like, make a big mad rush, but we feel bad that we can't give you a t-shirt when you show up.
Yeah, and I don't want people to think we have, like, 6 t-shirts. We had, like, 40.
Yeah, we did. But Kevin was just handing them out to people walking by. No. Hey, you want a t-shirt? Yeah. Like, why don't you wait till they ask you for
one? Courtney and Company?
We'll give you a shirt when you ask us for a shirt. As long as supplies last.
We should have a password.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Seriously.
Oh,
so the people who listen.
All right.
Get them.
Let's think about it, and that way we can hit it all week.
That's a good idea. But only, like, once in every hour, maybe we hit it. The password.
Okay. All right. All right. I like the way you're thinking.
Just something I came up with on the way here.
Okay, so let's talk about the show today that 98th Caller will do. We have foodstuffs today. We've got entertainment schmig, so we've got you taken care of. Let's talk about the weather now. Mostly cloudy, windy today. There is a 50-50 chance for showers, which is fine with me. High of 82, and then more rain in the forecast tonight with a low of 73. Tomorrow, it looks like rain and thunderstorms, but it should taper off by evening with a high of 83. And then Wednesday, so we're looking at 82, 83 Wednesday, hot and humid, high of 94. But it's not as bad as it's going to be Thursday through Sunday. Those are the real tough days. Kevin will be donning a German-inspired outfit and be singing Dankeschön on the Cardinals up top on the terrace. And that's part of his losing the birthday bet on Friday. But
sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Yeah.
Adele. On Y98, today's best music mix. I follow Jennifer Garner on Instagram because I think she's kind of funny. She's nerdy and funny, and I like that she embraces all of that. She posted a picture of Adele's album, Adele 21, mm-hmm. next to Jen 21. And Adele, it's just sophisticated and goofy kid still. I mean, she looks adorable, but she looks like she is 15.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Adele's all glamorous.
Like she's been through, Adele's like been through some.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so Kevin said something to me in the office this morning, and I thought we could bring it on the air because we have lots and lots and lots of nurses. Some doctors, I'm sure, too. They don't admit it as readily. That listen to our show that are on their way to work. Kevin, all weekend has had... What have you had, Kevin?
I've had a twitch in my lip.
You didn't call it that this morning.
I couldn't tell you what I called it.
You called it a lip quiver. He had a lip quiver all weekend.
Right. And it actually started a little bit last week. And I noticed in my bottom lip, out of nowhere, I would feel it like pulse. Like a little bit of a, and then it would go away.
I usually get those in my eye.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Quite a bit.
And I thought, okay, I don't really know what this is. But then I noticed it more throughout, and I noticed it a lot during the weekend. And then I went to, you know, WebMD, and it told me what it could be. The best possibility is low potassium. The worst possibility is I have ALS.
So he's freaking out because of a lip quiver.
Right.
This morning. Nothing else is bothering you, though.
No. But they say it could be stress-related. It could be, like I said, low potassium.
Are you just pounding bananas?
No, I bought potassium vitamins, so I took a couple of those.
Oh, yeah, because bananas are tough to eat.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they usually go bad quick.
Usually buy the vitamin because you can't supplement it yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then it says something about too much caffeine, and I didn't think I was drinking too much caffeine. But, you know, it's weird because it's on and off, but then when I think about it, it kind of feels a little bit like, you know how when you get the shot at the doctor, the Novocaine, and it's wearing off? And you can tell it's wearing off. Now it feels like it's wearing off a little bit.
You think the quiver is?
Yeah, it's numb, but it's not too numb.
When's the last time you quivered?
It's probably 15 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. But it's real quick, and it's nothing big.
But it does start starts freaking you out a little bit.
Yeah.
WebMD is a mistake.
I know.
It's not a good thing to do. Why don't we, if anybody has any ideas of what the quiver in Kevin's lip is, it's been going on since last week. Text us at 531-9898. You can also call us, too, at that same number. But we want to set Kevin's mind.
Yeah, please do.
That's brave of you, Kevin. I'm glad you're stepping forward with
me. Okay, Lance, how are the roads? It's a Monday. It's early. It wasn't bad on my way, and it was pretty much smooth sailing.
Yeah, now later on, that might be a different story for you, Courtney, because when you go back home, do you go across the Poplar Street Bridge to Fairview?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I stay on home, Poplar to.
Poplar to work, stay on home.
I'm a sucker for you.
Sucker, the Jonas Brothers on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. Don't forget that Wednesday, yes, it's going to be hot, but it's going to be fun. We will be at Busch Stadium for the Courtney and Company's day off at the ballpark. It's a Ferris Bueller theme. It's going to be a whole bunch of fun. $20 gets you a t-shirt with Fred Bird on it, doing his best Ferris Bueller. It gets you a drink, and it gets you into the game all for $20. You also get to hang out with us. And don't forget today at 7:20. This is huge. We're really excited about it. Today at 7:20, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark. You'll get all that stuff. And today's winner will also be throwing the first pitch at the stadium on the field with like 25 other people that also throw first pitches. That's how it works, but it should be really cool. So that's happening at 7:20. Don't miss it. And even if you do miss it, get online and buy tickets. Y98.com/Cardinals.
All right, Kevin, you got a bunch of texts that are coming in about your lip quiver. From some nurses, maybe some people that had the lip quiver. Are you worried based on the text that you got?
Some are, but not too bad. Some, a little bit concerning, or discerning, I should say. This one says, I've been told in the past that
concerning.
It is concerning, mm-hmm. Not discerning.
Discerning is like when you separate.
Discerning is when you like Grey Poupon rather than regular mustard.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
they're discerning.
You have discerning taste.
Well, I'm concerned about my tastes
as
well.
That's discerning.
I'm discerning some confusion here.
Exactly.
I am really discerned about that.
All right. So this one says, this person has been told in the past that the lip quiver is from anxiety. They're not a doctor, just a listener with a lip quiver.
But they stayed in a Holiday Inn last night.
Yes. Someone else feels that, my professional opinion, someone has a voodoo doll with a fish hook. It's all just a joke. Black magic. I don't think that's the case. A quiver is
I'm glad you read it, though.
Oh, sorry.
Now people know they can send any nonsense, and Kevin's going to read it.
Here again, that's why I'm discerned.
Yeah, he's not very discerning when it comes to reading these texts.
He's not.
That's exactly what you need to be.
A great example.
Quiver is probably more likely due to dehydration.
Yes,
it's
that's
much
what I was
hotter
thinking.
This week than it has been in a while. Mm. If you're drinking caffeine,
plus
you're probably
we were out
dehydrated.
Broadcasting Friday in the heat.
Yes. It could be an electrolyte imbalance. Stress is probably your best case scenario. Worst case scenario, it's a stroke.
No, it's not. I would think it's... What? You know. Yeah.
And then this happened to me a few months ago. The doctor said it was Bell's palsy.
No, because I know several people that have had Bell's palsy.
My mom had it.
Right here in the building. Mm-hmm. One person had it a lot. And that was all based on stress, her doctor said. And it's more of your one side of your mouth.
Yeah, you can't even.
It's like paralyzed.
Limp, right, yeah.
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 And it brings down your whole one side of your face.
Yeah.
And it makes it difficult, but it's not a quiver necessarily.
No, no. But
the good news is if it's stress, you're on vacation next week. If it's heat, you're on vacation next week in Michigan where it's much cooler.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If it's something more serious, well, I love you, Kevin.
I think it's just the dehydration and the potassium.
Yeah. Water, bananas.
Drink
man.
As much banana water as you can.
What about some Pedialyte? Yeah, okay. My wife gave me that last night when I was doing yard work. It's like, you need this for electrolytes. And I was like, all right.
Or banana pudding. That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, that would cure a lot of
I know. Doesn't that make you hungry for banana pudding?
Yes, ma'am. Since I didn't have dinner last night, anything makes me hungry for anything.
All right, your Ashley Home Store weather. Cloudy, windy today. We have a 50-50 shot of showers and a high of 82. And then it looks like more rain in the forecast tomorrow. Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show, Kevin the Intern, Tim Convy, Lance Hildebrand, Jen Myers on vacation all week, going to a new spot with a bunch of her friends. I think she said the place slept, how many?
Didn't she say 50-something?
50?
Yeah, 50.
So
she's like, oh, it's a house that sleeps 50. I'm like, if it sleeps 50, it's not a house. Right. That's something else.
No, and I saw pictures of it, and it looks amazing. I think they said, what, how many kids? 25
like 25
children.
Kids under 12 or something.
Too many.
I know, but when you're a kid, how great of a trip is that for you?
The
best trip ever.
And I guess they were at the Peabody in Memphis the other night. They saw the ducks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You went. Pictures. You said it's eh.
I mean, it's just, it's fun. It's, if you're like a little kid, it's cute. But by looking at the pictures, Nora was about as impressed as I was.
Well, but now did you, and I've done that too at the Peabody, did you, the duck master gives you the option to tag along with him after that to kind of tour some places in the hotel. Did you do that?
That I was not a part of.
I would not have wanted the tour.
That's pretty cool because you go up to the roof, you see where they keep the ducks, which is neat because they have dances and stuff up on the roof. And then
duck dances.
I knew that was coming. And then there's on the second floor, there's a room where there's somebody at the Peabody whose sole job is to go online and buy Peabody related merchandise. That's all they do. And so they get all this stuff and they collect like a history of the hotel and they have it in this one room. And he also let us look into this ballroom. It's like, this is where Elvis had his high school prom. Hmm. So it's kind of interesting if you tag along for the after show.
Is there any drinking involved? That's the only kind of touring
people are drinking
I like.
While the ducks are around. And listen, like, I think they stayed in the hotel. If you're staying in the hotel and stuff, it's easy. We were like, we had 24 hours in Memphis and tried to fit a lot in. So we left Graceland. We left like the Elvis tour where you're getting to try on his rings and stuff because we had to go see the ducks. And so it was very
Is that part of your RV trip last year?
Yes.
All right. Well, she'll be back, so don't worry about her. She'll be back next week. She's having a lovely time, I'm sure, with all those children. We're going to talk about what Tim did over the weekend, but I finished Stranger Things, and I'm not going to give anything away. It was such a good season. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I think it might be my favorite season yet.
Really?
Yeah. I just liked it. I liked it better than past years because of the bad guy.
Yes, the villain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there were multiple villains, and it was really, really good. And a couple surprise people that were on it, especially one that didn't even look like
and
himself.
They didn't even promote that.
No, they didn't.
And it was even kind of hard to find it at the in the credits. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, there
he is. Great bad guy, too.
Yes.
Great bad guy. But Kevin failed to tell me to stick around, and I'm doing this as a public service because I didn't read anything about it, obviously, because I'm in the middle of watching it, so I don't want to read any spoilers, possibly. But you need to stick around and let the credits roll. See, when I'm watching it...
On every episode?
No, on the last episode.
Oh.
Because for me, how it ended was... and apparently, after or in the middle of the credits...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm watching it on, you know, Netflix, and it does that thing where it's like, do you want to watch this next show?
Yeah, if you're trying to read the credits, that's annoying.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, you have to watch through the credits.
Yeah, okay. just for literally, it's like 2.5 minutes right after. It's
but who's watching the credits on Stranger
on
Things?
On Netflix especially.
Do you know that? Do you know anyone that knows to do that?
This is the first I'm hearing of it, but I've been trying to avoid spoilers.
Yeah, so... Apparently, it changes the whole thing if you watch.
It does and it doesn't. It gives you. Well, it does.
It does.
You're making me nervous like you guys are going to spoil something. No. I'm still trying to go through season two again before I watch three.
It gives you a little bit more of the ending and then.
Yes, a lot more.
And then somebody else has confirmed what it means, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, listen, it's a big deal.
Okay.
The way it ends is like, oh. And then if you see this, it's like.
Ah. More satisfying.
Yes.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay, so if you want to know what that is, and you can't wait, and you did not watch through the credits, call us. We'll be happy to tell you off the air.
But don't text something that's going to spoil it for me, because I'm looking at those.
Okay, don't text anything that will spoil it for Tim, but you can call us at 531-98.
Can I give another spoiler alert on that, too?
Oh, boy.
Well, I've heard the Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, when they originally started, they said, we're only going to do 4 seasons. 5 if pushed, so just letting you know. So if this is the 3rd season, there's only 1 more, or possibly a 5th, but then they're done.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think that's really a spoiler at all. Do
you
know what spoiler means?
No.
We know you don't know what was the word?
Discerning.
Discerning means. All right, we've got Schmig coming up. I will handle the first Schmig duties, and that is in 7 minutes. We're going to talk about Pottery Barn has a new collection from one of your favorite TV shows. Channing Tatum thinks that people are listening to him on the phone. We've talked about it many, many times. And J-Lo, there was a blackout in New York over the weekend, and it interrupted her show.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. I am in for Jen for the early Schmig. Tim will handle the late Schmig at 8:37. Remember that Friends episode where Rachel moved in with Phoebe and she kept buying all this furniture from Pottery Barn? But Phoebe didn't know it was from Pottery Barn. She kept thinking she got them at flea markets, all this cool furniture, including an apothecary table. And come to find out, they're going by a Pottery Barn and they see the apothecary table along with the lamp and all the stuff that's in their apartment. And that upset Phoebe because Phoebe didn't like the commercial furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pottery Barn just announced they have a whole Friends collection coming out. And it includes, a little late, right?
In 2019.
I know, it's weird. But I mean, really, to some people, it's new.
Right.
Friends is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it includes Rachel's apothecary table. She did not go to the Colonial Flea Market. That's what she said. In olden times, I believe it was. Or times of yore. And get the apothecary table. But yeah, they're going to have a bunch of items. And it's going to be in stores late July, right ahead of the show's 25th anniversary in September.
Wow.
All right. Some items, by the way, start at just $12.50.
Well, that's reasonable.
I think so, too.
The prices are from the 90s, too.
Lindsay Lohan can't get a job in the U.S., so she's going to go to Australia and be a panelist on Australian's version of The Masked Singer.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a good gig.
So she's a panelist. She's those people that talk incessantly and aren't good guessers in the beginning.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying, Lance.
All too well.
Terrible guessers.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous guessing.
That's got to be Jennifer Lopez.
That's Clooney. It's got to be Clooney.
And if you saw who everyone ended up being, Tori Spelling.
Terry Bradshaw.
It's not, there's no Cloonies in the mix.
Right. I think it's DiCaprio.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not.
Yes. Justin Bieber, I guess, revealed that he's a huge Tool fan. And you know, the lead singer of Tool is very bizarre.
I thought you were going to say he's a huge Tool. I was like, I think everybody, he didn't reveal that.
I don't have a feeling toward Justin Bieber one way or the other. Well, they asked the lead singer, Maynard James Keenan. Mm-hmm. He's a bizarre guy. And his one word response, bummer.
That's great.
If you were in Nashville over the weekend, you know, I think a lot of people get excited if they go to Nashville that some big country star is going to take the stage. Because it does, quite frankly, happen often. Mm-hmm. Well, if you were there over the weekend, or last week actually, and you were at Robert's Western World, you got to see Chris Pratt get up and sing Folsom Prison Blues.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Pretty bad. He also then took his talents to Tootsie's Orchid Lounge.
Oh, Tootsie's, yeah.
And he tore through Garth Brooks' Papa Loved Mama.
We don't have a clip from that, I'm hoping.
I don't even know what that song is. All I have in my head is that Mambo song. No, Mambo. What, you know what I'm talking about?
Papa Loves that one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Uh-huh. Channing Tatum thinks his phone is listening to him, and he wants answers now. I guess he got a new app called The Pattern, and it's an astrology app. A little more insight into what Channing Tatum's about. Mm-hmm. Then after the therapy session, he started getting notifications from the app using the exact words that he was using in therapy. After, he was on his own, here's a little bit of what he said.
How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? People of the pattern, people that use the pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't know if anybody should know this stuff.
So he had downloaded it, and then the pattern started sending him stuff verbatim from his therapy session where he had his phone in there, and it went viral. People crashed the pattern servers because everybody's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So they wrote, hey, Channing Tatum, thanks for letting us know you planned on crashing our servers today. We'll be sliding into your DMs shortly. And he wrote, ah, there you are, Pattern. We have a lot to talk about. I'm going to do my best to crash your servers until you give me your secrets. Slide away.
Wow. You think he's actually distressed about this, or
I think it would bug me if I'm in a private therapy session, revealing things.
It's just phone stuff, man.
Queen Elizabeth revealed why she does not tell anyone what her favorite food is, because she's afraid everywhere she goes that's what they're gonna serve her. It makes sense, right? But she does have a favorite cake. It's a chocolate biscuit cake, and the chef says it's the only cake that goes back again and again and again every single day until it's all gone. She gets a piece every single night until there's nothing left. Online at Y98.com, I'm not sure if you posted Amy Schumer's announcement that she's I don't even know how to say it. She got her period again in a year, after a year, because she had a baby. And Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, they're on their honeymoon right now in the Maldives. Am I saying that right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it is the most beautiful place you've ever seen. That all you can be, all can be seen at.
Hey, look, Panic at the Disco. Panic at the Disco on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show Wednesday. This Wednesday at Busch Stadium, 12:15 game against the Pirates. It's Courtney and Company's day off at the ballpark. Still tickets left. Y98.com/Cardinals. $20 gets you a T-shirt. It gets you a drink. It gets you a ticket to the game. Hanging out with us. And don't miss it. It's 7:20 today. We're giving out a pair of tickets. Not just a pair of tickets. Somebody is going to win. And throw out the first pitch at the game Wednesday. One of the first pitches that'll go on there. So you'll be on the field throwing from the mound to a Cardinals player. It's going to be pretty cool. Don't miss that. It's coming up at 7:20.
I just read a survey a couple weeks ago that was like more than half of Americans believe in UFOs and aliens. Hmm. What are the thoughts here on the show?
Somewhere in the universe, is there something else going on?
I think it wouldn't surprise me.
I think
that's possible.
I do too.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Lance, you too?
I feel the same way. I can't hard and fast rule it out. I think there's a possibility, like Tim said, something else in the universe. Yeah, probably.
Do I think there are green men flying around in spaceships?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think that at all.
What do you think they look like?
Big eyes and green faces. Yeah.
Like Independence Day looking or no?
I don't think like intelligent. I don't think that stuff exists.
Okay.
I think maybe there's like some random plant growing in some other universe.
Well, somebody posted on Facebook. I think it was a joke, but it's picking up steam. And just read what the title of the event is for September 20th.
Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us.
Oh.
Now, 895,000 people said they will take part in this event.
Wow.
To Storm Area 51.
That's like the event to tip over the arch if the Blues won
Stanley Cup. There were about, 12 people down there that tried to do it? Oh, yeah. I saw some video of some people doing it.
Man, it's not enough.
There were some drinks and maybe some face paint involved in those people. I'm not sure. But, yeah. Oh, you know what? It's September 21st. I'm sorry. September 21st. And if you show up there...
They can't stop all of us.
You have time to take care of your travel and your accommodations. But you have, if you want to do it, almost 1 million people now are scheduled to attend to meet up in Amargosa Valley. Am I saying that wrong? Right? Wrong? I always look at Lance because he knows
for me.
Cities.
Like that's a new one on me.
Like Boise. Not yep. Boise.
Nope.
Boise.
Boise.
So yes, they said they're ready to do it, and they are ready to liberate the aliens they believe are being held captive, and others want to pick out one and take it home as a pet. I mean, if you're looking for, a place to people watch...
Wow.
Man, I feel like that's not going to go well. First of all, you're going up against, government agencies and stuff, and,
Yes.
They're going to... If there's crazy stuff going on in there, they're going to fight to protect it. Or you break in and there's just nothing there.
The military is taking this very seriously, obviously, like you were saying. They issued a stern warning, the Air Force did. It says, Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets.
Mm.
So, start making
fighting words.
Start making your travel plans now. RVs. I just picture a bunch of RVs. I don't know why.
And people with, homemade grappling guns and their own weapons and stuff. It's going to be a bad look.
I know. It's not great.
Someone needs to do a documentary on this for sure.
Right? I mean, there's going to be people there, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
They can't stop all of us.
Tim is going to talk about his weekend with Hootie coming up in 4 minutes.
Sounds a little more intimate than it actually was.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin, Tim, Lance, Courtney. No Jen. Jen is out all week enjoying a lovely vacation with family and friends. You are 15 minutes away from a chance to throw out the first pitch at Wednesday's Cardinal Day game. It's Courtney and Company Day Off at the ballpark. We're going to all be there. We're going to be hanging out, having a good time. And we have our last pair of tickets to give away, along with the bonus of throwing the first pitch. Again, that is in a little less than 15 minutes.
That's right. So Saturday night, I was out at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater for the Bare Naked Ladies and Hootie and the Blowfish show. It was the 25th anniversary of Hootie's Crack Rearview Mirror, which was their huge record where every song was a
single. Remember David Letterman was obsessed with Hootie and the Blowfish?
He was?
I think he single-handedly is the reason they gained in popularity.
Really?
He loved them.
He had them on a bunch?
In all his years, I think it was his very favorite band.
Really?
Yeah. And I noticed on social media, I did not go to the concert, but I was jealous of people that were there because it would have been a great little nostalgic trip.
Yeah.
Because Bare Naked Ladies were right when I started in radio, like first couple of years, same as Hootie and the Blowfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed from all my friends on social media, the people that were mostly there and the biggest Hootie fans, men between 45 and 50.
Really?
I think that's about right.
Big, because they were a huge college band, too.
Yes.
First.
Yeah.
So they would have been in college and seen them.
Yeah.
Loved them. And they were just a party kind of band.
Exactly what you said. They were a college party band that wasn't supposed to become the biggest thing on the planet.
No.
But they had great songs. And then, you know, Darius's voice is just completely out of control. The right timing and stuff for the 90s. And it all happened.
Yes.
So pretty crazy. So I went with a bunch of, because I was pretty young. Like, it occurred to me when I was there that I knew all the radio songs, but it wasn't, I don't think I owned that album or stuff like that. I was pretty into the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, me too. I was more into BNL than how were they? Because they've lost, there used to be two lead singers.
And one is gone.
Yes.
And so it's different. So the other lead singer now sings that guy's parts, and they had very different voices, so it was different.
Yeah.
But, It was a great, and I'll get into their set in a little bit, but it was a great time. I went with a bunch of high school friends of mine. So it's the people that I was hanging out with when those bands were popular. And so it was really fun. We got like a van, and there were 13 of us. I told another friend, I was like, oh, there were 13 of us in this, you know, bus. And they're like, oh, six couples in you. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it was six couples in me.
Did you have lawn seats or regulars?
Yeah, we just sat out in the lawn and had a really good time. And Bare Naked Ladies was great. And they played like the really old stuff from before. One week.
They played This Old Apartment and Yoko Ono.
They did not play Yoko Ono. They played
Brian Wilson.
They played
Jane.
If I had $1 million, they did not play Jane.
Oh, it's my favorite.
That I remember, at least. And you forget how many hits they had.
Oh my God.
After 1 week, they had a few hits, too. So they played that. But it was, it was really good. Wait, did they play Old Apartment? Yeah, they did.
I heard they played Gloria. Is that true?
And they played Gloria. I put it up on my Instagram.
They're Canadian.
Page. They're Canadian, so super into hockey. So they kept plugging that. And Hootie hit the Stanley Cup thing as well. They played. He sang a little When the Blues Go Marching In. But so Bare Naked Ladies, and they're from Toronto. So the NBA championship was there. So they talked about that. But then played Gloria, and it was pretty good. I should have given you that audio. Maybe we'll hit it later. But they played Gloria. It was pretty good. And at one point, they were like. There's someone very special to us. The first time we came through St. Louis, we were opening for her. We also were fortunate enough to work with her several times in our career, and couldn't be happier to have her here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sarah McLachlan. And everybody goes nuts!
Because she's with a former Blue.
Jeff Courtnell.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that seems, and they had the song together, and they that seems the Christmas song together.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Canadian, and she was not there. So then they go, wouldn't that be cool?
They are very funny.
Yeah, they're like, she can't be everywhere, folks. And then, went into Gloria. It was pretty awesome. I got lost. I went to go get food by myself, and the lawn is huge, guys, and you try to make a mental note of where you are. Well, I couldn't. So I came back. I had a burger, I had a soda, and I ate a water, and so my hands are completely full. So I cannot get to my phone to call somebody and be like, hey, where are we?
Somebody stand up in our group.
Yeah, so I'm looking around, and I had seen listeners, people would be like, oh, hey, so I was embarrassed because I'm like, all these people are going to know that I don't know where we're going. So then Bare Naked Lady starts playing Glory, and I'm like, I have to go for my phone. So I did a transfer, didn't drop anything, got the Gloria, called my friends to find out where I was. They spent the rest of the night making fun of me for getting lost. But we had a great time.
But what was your favorite Hootie and the Blowfish song?
Probably,
what did the crowd go most crazy for?
Man, they loved the Darius country stuff, which I wasn't really familiar with because I don't like country, but they went nuts. But towards the end, they did, I Only Want to Be With You.
Yeah.
That was way towards the end, and that people rock it. And they did some covers, too. They brought Bare Naked Ladies out and did A Little Help With My Friends.
Oh, yeah?
They played Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
They did?
Oh, wow.
That's like their whole... They always say we wouldn't be a band if it weren't for R.E.M.
Because of the Athens thing, right?
Well, no, because I think Hootie's from South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
I think that was just their big thing in the coming up in the late 80s, early 90s. So, yeah, good time all together. Glory. The highlight was Bare Naked Ladies playing Glory.
Yeah, right.
The place was just rocking.
And it was pretty packed, right?
Really? I don't think I've seen the lawn that crowded, maybe ever.
Yeah, I'm mad. I was bummed when I saw all the posts about it. I'm like, I should have gone to that concert.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. It just felt very 90s.
Instead, I was at Fast Eddie's where they sang the national anthem to start their set. Oh. Bet you didn't have that.
Also a huge hit. No one did the national anthem. You're right.
That's a real crowd pleaser. I don't know if you want to give a note.
By the way, did you know that Cracked Rear View is the number 19 selling all-time album in the United States?
Wow.
So if you compile a list of the biggest selling albums of all time in the U.S., Cracked Rear View is number 19.
And number one, Eagles?
It doesn't.
You go to 19, but you don't have number one?
I think it always goes back and forth between Eagles Greatest Hits and Thriller.
Yeah, it always bounces. Those two are the top two, and they, like Tim said, depending on which one's selling better week to week, they flip-flop.
It's like, You're Awful, I Love You by Ludo bounces between...
You're Awful, I Love You?
Yeah. So, yeah.
He said it so fast, I'm like, I don't know what that is.
It's a solid album.
All right, your Ashley Home Store weather, mostly cloudy, windy today with a chance for showers and high of 82. And then tomorrow, we're still staying in the 80s, but more rain in the forecast. And then by Wednesday, hot and humid with a high of 94. You are about 7 minutes away from throwing out the first pitch at Wednesday's Cardinals game. Here's Lance Hildebrand.
By the way, the country band that was in our CD, I looked on Amazon, is the number 98,064th selling country album in America right now.
So picked up since last week. Then.
Yeah. What?
Y98 is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. If you are calling right now, do not hang up because we are getting ready to take live caller 98. All the 90s were tough to hear the other line. Oh!
Crushed.
Oh! All right, so here we go. Caller 98, it is you. Okay. How about... Hi, Y98. All right. How about? Are you there? Hello, Y98.
I think we're hanging up on people.
No, I'm not.
No.
All right. Y98, are you there? Hi, Y98.
Hi.
Guess what? Your caller 107.
Oh, people didn't, okay, I think what,
No, hang on.
I'm joking. You're the winner. You're the winner.
No.
Yes. Yes, because a bunch of our people hung up. And
I was listening and I heard people hanging up. I couldn't believe that I was still on there. And oh my gosh.
What's your name?
My name is Chris. I just met you at the donut drive-in
last Friday. Chris, how about that? See, we brought you good luck because you are caller 98, essentially. And that means, Chris, you or somebody in your party gets to not only come to Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark on Wednesday, 12:15 game, but you get to throw out the first pitch before the game.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it all the way there.
No, all right. No, Chris, hey, listen.
You can do it with an assist.
Listen, just start practicing a little bit, but don't practice so much that it's going to mess up your sore.
You don't want to mess up your mechanics, Chris. It's very, very important. And you can get as close as you want. You'll be just fine. It is going to be hot, so I recommend you stay hydrated.
Yeah, Chris, I suggest that you make the first pitch happen in front of the mound. Don't go all the way up on the mound and think you're a hero. I tried to do that, and it's more difficult than it looks. So,
I would not do that.
All right, Chris, I'm going to put you on hold, but we will see you Wednesday. We'll see your amazing first pitch at the Cardinals game, and you're going to be hanging with us after, having a free drink, a ticket to the game, and you get that cool Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark t-shirt. So hang on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to you. Congratulations again to Chris, who was our 98th caller, kind of. I think a lot of people saw the line ringing and ringing and ringing and thought we had a winner. We didn't. We were waiting to go back on the air, but lucky Chris gets to throw out the first pitch Wednesday at Courtney and Company Day Off at the ballpark, 12:15 start. Chris can also come up to the terrace and watch Kevin as he performs because he was the loser in the birthday bet.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be doing a little Donka Shane on the terrace. Are you going to sing it or are you going to lip sync it?
I'll do whatever.
I think you should sing it. And I really liked Friday. You started playing around with some lyrics. You were singing Roared and Shane. And
yes.
I'd like to watch you develop that.
Okay.
You put your own spin on it and just go for it, man.
Got it.
All right.
Okay. And is there going to be accompanying music?
We have to get music, don't we?
Yeah, we'll get Kevin right on that.
Okay.
Yeah. And Lederhosen. We still have to work on the Lederhosen. All right, let's talk sports. That was kind of sports talk a little bit. Yesterday, I happened to... Didn't it used to be on NBC?
It used to be on HBO, too.
NBC. It was always...
Yeah.
And I forgot about it on Sunday. Well, I happened to turn it on. I was like, ooh, I think the Wimbledon's on. So I hurried and turned it on ESPN, and I saw it. It was in the third set at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And what, boy, did that ruin the rest of my plans for the day.
Boy, it was a long one. This was the men's final. It was Roger Federer and Djokovic, and it was a long one.
Oh, my gosh, because it went to the new rule. They now have a tiebreaker. If it goes to 12 apiece...
Mm-hmm.
After the fifth set,
mm-hmm.
They play the tiebreaker. But it was the longest match in Wimbledon history, am I right?
Finals match. It was crazy. You know what I didn't realize is that the three guys who've won the most majors in the history of tennis are Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal. Three guys playing right now.
Still playing.
That's wild.
Wow. Federer's so that's 37.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's kind of a golden era right now. But, man, what a match all the way to the very end. It was pretty cool.
But that crowd was so on Federer's side.
Of course.
I know, but I was rooting for Djokovic because I'm like, well, nobody else is rooting for him.
Yeah.
But he won.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't care really who won it. It was just a hard-fought match.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
And then I saw Woody Harrelson was there. And the poor guy just tried to go to a tennis match. He was dressed up. He looked really nice. He had a suit on. But it was some broadcast team. They were just putting the camera on him throughout the whole match.
Really?
I think it was a doubles match. It wasn't this final. But it was like, he's trying to get in, but the guy won't let him go to his seats because it's during a point. Then, at one point, he's just sitting there and he's licking his lips, and that became a meme.
Oh, man.
And that, it's like George at the U.S. Open from Seinfeld, where he's eating the ice cream and it's all over his face. I felt bad for him.
Poor Woody.
So he became a meme over the weekend, I guess. Cardinals picked up two games over the weekend. And that crazy story about that night that they honored Tyler Skaggs. the pitcher that passed away.
The no-hitter.
Yes.
Pretty awesome.
How crazy is that?
So they were all wearing, yeah, Tyler Skaggs, starting pitcher for the Angels. In fact, when they were just in town, the one game the Angels won against the Cardinals was the one that Tyler Skaggs pitched. He was a pretty incredible pitcher with a bright future. He passed away. This was the game they honored him. Everybody on the team was wearing his number, was wearing number 45 that night, which was pretty cool. And they had a no-hitter, a combined
yes.
no-hitter
wow.
with several pitchers pitching. Just
that's
the video
amazing.
Set, so emotional and having him being a pitcher and everything. It was cool.
Do we have any information about what happened yet?
They think it was just a...
You don't know.
It was like a brain or heart thing.
Okay.
Just a medical...
So
just
you don't know. So,
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's just we went through this as a baseball community with Darryl Kyle.
Yeah.
That they were in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I don't know, is there a new rule now where a batter can steal first because it happened over
no,
the
it's in the independent league.
Yeah,
so they're making a big deal out of it saying it's the first professional baseball. It is professional baseball. They are in fact paid very poorly to play baseball, but it's a rule that they started there, and all it means is, and correct me if I'm wrong, if it gets away from the catcher
yes,
at all,
wild yeah. pitch.
At
any pitch that gets away from the catcher, the runner can break for first and steal first.
What do you think?
I like that.
You do?
Yeah.
Kevin doesn't, but he's not a purist like the rest of, I don't really care one way or the other, but I'm looking at the future of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
With kids now that have everything, they have no patience for waiting for anything.
They want first.
What is this? What is baseball? What is the baseball fan going to look like in 20 years?
Yeah, and you see Major League Baseball talking about a lot of things and even implementing some things. These pitch clocks, certainly. They're talking about, you know, maybe you can only use so many pitchers. They're doing things, and this would be one that they would entertain to make younger fans.
More action.
Yeah, because a football game and you know, hockey game and everything else, there's more action.
Action, action, action.
There's other bigger issues that I don't think baseball realizes or they're not looking at. You know, the fact that they've had to put up the nets along the sides as far as foul balls are concerned, because the stands are so close now, so much so that there are more balls hit out of play than in play in the major leagues right now.
Really?
Yes, there are more foul balls and fair balls hit in the major leagues currently because the stands are so close. So you've got all these foul balls. Everyone's trying to hit home runs. Baseball, to me, this is just me, has become kind of a dull game.
Mm. Wow.
I hate to hear you say that.
I know.
You're more of the purist.
It's my favorite sport.
Talking about a season ticket holder here.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you want in MLB, you want them to be able to steal first?
No, I think that's... Try it. See what you think, but I don't know. I don't think so.
Really wrestling with it over there.
Right. I kind of am. I'm trying to be open-minded.
And since we're in sports chatter, we can't forget about the St. Louis Slam, our women's professional football team.
Oh, you follow them closely.
No, I actually saw the story yesterday, and somebody sent us a text about them, and I was like, oh, that's right. They won. They won the entire, their Super Bowl. They won the league.
What is that?
I have no idea, but they won it all.
The St. Louis Slam is what?
It's our women's professional football team.
Okay.
And it's a tackle football league.
Really?
Really.
All right. Well, sorry, St. Louis Slam. We did not recognize you, but congratulations. We'll find out. I'm going to Google it right now. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We had a great time at our kickoff of the Diner and Donut Store on Friday at Donut Drive-In. Just a blast. Love seeing all the listeners. And we're hoping to see you this Friday. Every Friday for 8 weeks, we will be out around the St. Louis area broadcasting live. And this Friday, we're at the Barn in Crestwood. So stop by, see us, have some delicious breakfast. And you could even have your breakfast for free. All you have to do is go to y98.com/donuts and register there. And we have a free breakfast for four for somebody from the online contest. You can see the full list of donut stops and diner stops at y98.com/donuts.
It is Amazon Prime Day, by the way. Amazon Prime Day this year, 2 days. So today and tomorrow, it all got kicked off this morning. There's some crazy deals. That's what they do. And then other retailers basically piggybacking on it. Target and Walmart have some crazy deals going on just because they know people are out there doing online shopping. And if you're just kind of Googling the best deals, a lot of those will come up as well.
You buy a ton of things on Amazon, don't you? Like household items.
Yeah, but a bunch of like just cheap stuff. Like, exactly. Like little everyday things. I don't make a lot of huge purchases. The stuff I bought last year, I got like those smart light bulbs that you just get to tell Alexa to turn the lights on. Yeah, they're in a cabinet. It was too good of a deal to pass up.
But that cabinet is super bright.
Yes, and smart. It's a smart cabinet, it turns out. but yeah, people getting all over it. According to a new survey, 21% planning to buy things at Prime Day. 45% say they absolutely won't. 34% say they're going to wait and see. I'm in the market for television. The television I've had for a long time. I feel like Prime Day is a good day to get after it.
And like, are you going to get like a smart TV or?
They're all smart nowadays, aren't they?
Are they?
I mean, I don't know. I have Apple TV that I hook up to it, so that makes it a smart TV.
Yeah.
Like I already have that mechanism regardless. But I feel like most of the new ones you buy, they've got that stuff built in, so we'll see. But deals on that. A lot of like smart speakers, obviously the Alexas, they cut like almost in half those prices. And then the like the Nest, the
doorbell
things or the home thermostat things, those deals are pretty crazy. And then the Fire Sticks and things like that. Those seem to be the best deals.
And then there are other, like Target's doing a day today too.
Walmart's getting in on it. All kinds of crazy deals.
And did I read somewhere that now you can order from Amazon and pick it up at Kohl's locations?
That was something that I'd heard a month or two ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty smart, actually, on Kohl's part to do that.
But even Prime, all of a sudden, stuff shows up the next day. It's no longer cheap.
It is
it's
like pretty
next
crazy.
Day, which is pretty awesome, if you ask me.
And sometimes you don't even have Prime. They try to get you to buy it to get the quick shipping, and you still get it shipped quick anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't take part in the Prime thing.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh, you got to get Prime.
I don't order that much on Amazon.
Yeah, you should. You should get Prime.
I like to pay full price, Tim. I think we've talked about this before.
Right.
If it's meant to be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
Y98's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We did mention a minute ago it is Prime Day today and tomorrow. And I saw a thing, you got to look out for scams. So you'll get different like random emails or even on some of the like media sites where they're like, oh, here are the best Prime deals. Then you'll click the link. It doesn't necessarily go to the right thing. It's either something that's trying to get you to buy something else.
Or an outside site.
Oh. Yeah, or phishing your information. So even if you see a deal advertised somewhere else or you get an email or whatever, make sure you go to Amazon.com or whether it's Target or Walmart or whatever, make sure you're actually on that site before you, put credit card info in or anything like that.
And also Janice emailed and said you can return Amazon items to Kohl's and they'll ship it back for you. So that's the Kohl's deal. So that's cool.
Just return.
Yes, okay. I think so. Thank you, Janice.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, especially in the heat of the summer. Get out there, try that barbecue out. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. You should be following us. All right, I got a whole lot to get to. How about this? Mac and cheese Pringles. They came out a few years ago. They disappeared, but they are back. But we think maybe they're only available at Dollar General.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Did you guys ever try mac and cheese Pringles?
Nope.
No.
All right.
Nope.
Well, now's your chance. Get into a Dollar General.
Pizza ones were always pretty good.
Yeah.
Those are not going anywhere, Lance. Don't worry about that.
I wonder if they're the same as the Cheez-ums.
Oh, no, they're different. These are mac and cheese. There's a mac flavor as well.
I don't know if I want a noodle flavor in my chip.
You gotta check it out.
All right.
Also, how's this sound? Birthday cake Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops,
ooh.
Birthday cake flavor.
I'd be on board to try that.
Well, good. They're out. They are available at Walmart.
Okay.
Up next, we had 7-Eleven Day. Right here in St. Louis, a baby was born at 7-Eleven. Not at a 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven p.m. on 7-Eleven, July 11th. And weighed 7 pounds and 11 ounces.
I saw that on Twitter. Wow. I thought, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, they're trying. What has 7-Eleven responded yet?
Rachel is going to reach out and, you know, see what she can do. Rachel Langford from here in town.
Slurpees for life, I believe, the 7-Eleven.
Are they naming the kid Slurpee?
Yes. I mean, Slurpee. Or Slurpee Langford.
Or L-11.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Something to think about.
Or Big Gulp. No.
This is a funny story. So this is from over in England. So I'm going to read the headline, and then you tell me what you assume. The headline says, parents who name both of their kids after brands of alcohol swear that it's a coincidence and that they don't even drink. That was the headline. So I figured the kids are going to be called Jameson, Hennessy, something like that.
Yes.
Instead, they have a kid named Jack Daniel.
That's better than Pim's Cup. So
yeah, Jack Daniel, is that the first and middle name?
They have it's one name,
Jack Daniel,
and then the other kid is named Tia Marie, which is that's like a coffee liqueur. I don't know if you're familiar.
No, I'm not. I know Tina Marie. She had that song in the 80s.
Square Biz.
They should have named
Lover Girl.
Lover Girl. Yeah.
They should have named her that.
They don't drink. It was a mistake.
Yeah. Sarah and Steve are the parents. They say it's just a coincidence. They had a waitress named Tia Marie in Spain, and they liked her name. And then Jack Daniels, they say, it comes from a famous Canadian running coach named Jack Daniels, which sounds like somebody with a drinking problem, like Google stuff, and is like, nah, Smirnoff was a buddy of mine in high school.
That's famous running coach.
Yeah.
All right.
Canadian running coach. No. Anyway, so they're saying it's
Canadians are really known for their great running, you know, how they do in track and field.
Don't stick it to Canadians.
No, I'm just saying.
Finally, big thing going around the internet. You've been eating chocolate wrong.
Oh, please.
Stop chewing it so much. You're going to taste more if you put it on the roof of your mouth and let it dissolve by sucking on it.
I don't need to be taught how to eat chocolate
the correct
way. Well, I'm not
done. I'm going to teach you. Stop eating it in huge chunks. Break it into smaller pieces so that the aromas are released.
Yeah. Is there more?
Yeah, there is. I just want to make sure you're writing this down.
Nope.
Smell it before you eat it. Just like wine, experts say you should smell your chocolate before you put it in your mouth. It primes your taste buds so you get more of the flavor.
You're going to look like an idiot if you do all these things in front of anyone.
Why are you sniffing your Kit Kat?
Yeah, right.
Why aren't you sniffing your Kit Kat?
And finally,
there's four.
Well, I've got like four more, but I'll put it all into one. Stop washing it down so fast. The taste of chocolate lasts a fairly long time if you let it linger. So you keep getting the flavor without eating more. So you shouldn't wash it down.
What are you washing it down with?
Milk,
I guess.
Chocolate milk.
But I don't put chocolate anything in my mouth for like a minute. It's no longer even chocolate. Like it tastes a little strange.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm always washing stuff out. Anyway, you're welcome.
Yeah,
now you guys know how to eat chocolate. Get on it.
Slow food stuff day, apparently.
No, there was some hot stuff in there. 7-Eleven?
Mm-hmm. That you ended with a real turd. All right, your Ashley Home Store weather. Cloudy, windy today. There's a 50-50 shot at some showers and high. They're probably driving next to you right now on the highway because they're dumb. You know the ones that drive in the fast lane from St. Louis all the way to the Lake of the Ozarks. I notice it on 70 more than any, that people hog that left lane.
Oh, I see.
Do you
it all
notice
over.
It?
My favorite are the people, you know, when you're looking ahead on the roadway, the people who immediately enter a highway and go all the way over to the left.
I had a bus do that to me this morning.
Really?
I was in the second lane to the left, and they came off the exit and immediately got in front. And I had to, luckily there was nobody coming up the fast lane. I had to hurry and get over. They were going to hit me.
Mm. I don't get it.
I don't either. All right. Well, they're dumb. And at Y98.com, you can see one of the dumb people that we discuss. And it's a woman that apparently has never flown on a plane before. Because there's video of a woman in Turkey. She dropped off her bags at the check-in, just like we all do. But then instead of walking to security like everyone else, she walked up to the conveyor belt where her luggage was.
No, she did not.
To get on the conveyor belt like she was going with her luggage. She ended up falling onto the conveyor. But my favorite is the person at the ticket window that's just looking at her. Like, I'm not going to stop her because I'm not sure what she's doing, but I'm going to let her just continue.
It's I kind of love that.
I know. You have to watch it and watch the guy just looking at her. Y98.com. But it's obviously going viral. And they pulled her off and got her in the right direction. Dumb. People, they're dumb. Men, 12% of men said they could win a point off Serena Williams.
20% of men?
12.
I think even that's optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that there's obviously great tennis players right out there.
Yeah.
But it's like Nick thinking he could be the pickleball world champion after watching the champions.
Yeah.
He's like, I could totally do that.
If you're playing a whole match against her.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It does not give
something's going to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't give specifics of is it 1 point in
a whole match.
Yeah.
Because she could double fault.
Yes. Yes. Then they just said yes. They were asked the question, could you win a point off Serena Williams? They said yes.
Yeah, I think it would be very unlikely that I could.
I enjoy
and my tennis game, not bad.
I enjoy the 14 and 10% of men and women that they weren't sure.
Yeah.
You either know or you're not sure. You're either confident or you're not. And there, did you see the story about the guy that's in trouble? We talked about the woman with the pool, inflatable pool on top of her car with her kids in it. Mm-hmm. Well, now there was a guy that was pulled over and he was using his case of beer as a car seat for his child.
Ooh.
He had strapped it on top of the beer.
No. Wow.
And then finally, people is dumb. There's a guy from Pennsylvania, 42 years old, and last week he went up to a group of people and told them he built a time machine and he traveled back in time from the future. Mm-hmm. Where was he? What part of the future? 2019.
Well, maybe from like October.
October.
He thought it was 2015. I don't even know how this is a story, but he got arrested because the cops came and he had an outstanding warrant. But he even showed dates on his mail and the expiration date on a can of oysters to prove he was living in 2019.
Oh my God.
Obviously, he was on something. I'm not sure, but he's in jail now.
What's it like, though? That's what I want to know.
Tell us how the fall is going to be. You could be the new farmers.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig with me, Tim Convy, in for Jen Myers. It is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness now and get in shape. Scarlett Johansson, I mentioned this a little bit ago. She thinks she should be able to play anyone she wants. So she recently got in some trouble. She was recently cast as a trans man in a movie called Rub and Tug, but she eventually backed out because people freaked out on social media. She fought back a little bit in an interview saying, as an actor, I should be able to play any person or any tree or any animal because that's my job and the requirements of my job. She said, I feel like political correctness is a trend in my business and it needs to happen for various social reasons, but there are times it gets uncomfortable and it affects the art because I feel art should be free of restrictions.
Yeah, nobody complained about Hillary Swank, right? But she was really...
That was... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of all the different movies where somebody played somebody.
Well, it's funny because Scarlett Johansson got in trouble a few years ago. She was in that Ghost in the Machine movie or something that was the character she was playing was Asian. And people got upset about that. So she kind of lands into these things. So it looks like she stepped away from the role, but she's not thrilled about it. And that's a tough, you know, the inclusion. I mean, it's a, I don't know the right answers on all that, but it's a sticky situation. It's
best just to not get involved.
And not even bring it up on the radio like I just did.
Yeah. Why do you think I passed that story off to
you? Exactly.
I'm no dummy.
There's a cool video on Y98.com, but New York City had a big old blackout this weekend. The power went out. It gets super hot. It happens fairly often in New York. It's just something where they're like, oh, one of these. But one of the things that got canceled, J-Lo at Madison Square Garden. She had barely taken the stage when she was ordered off and everyone was told to evacuate the building.
In total darkness. That has to be kind of chaotic. A huge crowd.
And Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
So she gets on and she's like, they're asking everybody to evacuate very slowly and calmly. I'm obviously heartbroken and devastated. I love you. I'm sorry this happened in the middle of our moment. But rescheduled for tonight. So she'll be back at MSG tonight. Hopefully the power stays on.
I don't know if their people are like the Fox Theater people. They have all their flashlights.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Mm-hmm. I would imagine there's something planned for that type of thing. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Everybody's been trying to say, you're dating. And they say, no, we're not. It all started from their new single and the sexy video. The song sounds like this. And
you know I love it when you call me senorita. I wish it wasn't so damn hard to leave.
And wasn't her mom into this relationship happening?
She was, yeah.
Sean's mom.
I think it was Sean's mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you hear just that chorus and you're like, yeah, they're definitely hooking up. But here's the deal. They got busted. They were spotted kissing twice this weekend. Someone got a video of them making out at a place called Dottie's True Blue Cafe. Sounds really romantic. On Friday and then Saturday morning, they were locking lips at a different restaurant.
Really?
So it looks like it's going down. They've kept fighting it. They're trying to keep it on the down low, but it is happening. And I couldn't be happier for them.
It's a good couple.
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that song is awesome. All right. How about this? Speaking of awesome songs, Paul McCartney played the last night of his tour. He's been on tour for a long, long time. He was at Dodger Stadium on Saturday night. Last stop on his tour, he had a very special treat. He brought up this other guy to play the drums.
The one and only Ringo Starr.
So Ringo and Paul playing together, they were in a band. They were in a band called The Beatles together. The only two surviving members. And I think from what I know, the books I've read and stuff, they were the two that maybe butted heads the most, it seems.
Really?
That's what I gather. But other people might tell me other things.
Didn't they do Wings together also?
No. Ringo was not in Wings.
Ringo was not in Wings?
No.
Ringo hated Wings.
I did not know.
He hated Wings.
So did John. I was watching Family Feud last night, and one of the questions for the final, you know, win all the money, which isn't very much really, was name a Beatle. And the number one, the most popular answer was Ringo.
Yeah.
But that got the most points before John and Paul.
But those are all just common names. Yeah. John,
I think
Paul,
Ringo
George.
Is the first one that...
Ringo.
I thought that was surprising.
Mm. That's interesting though. Anyway, so he came out and they did a couple songs and everybody loved it. He had other guests too. People thought maybe it'd be the farewell tour, but at the end he said, I'll see you next time.
Oh, okay.
So people are led to believe that Paul McCartney will be back. Other things that people have been trying to get gotcha on, Ed Sheeran has finally admitted that he did, in fact, marry his girlfriend back in December. He was wearing a ring for a while, and people were like, he implied it was an engagement ring, but they are, in fact,
he was
married.
They were able to keep that wedding totally under wraps.
I know.
And wasn't he redoing his whole place and putting a chapel on his property?
Oh, is that right?
Remember that?
I don't know.
Maybe I had a dream about it. I dream often about Ed Sheeran.
That's a strange thing to dream about.
I think I'm right on that.
What did he wear cargo shorts on the altar? That's what I want to know. Another story. We'll get this up at Y90s.com. But Meg Ryan says that her boyfriend, John Mellencamp, ever heard of him, showed her 14-year-old daughter the I'll have what she's having scene from when Harry met Sally.
Is that really up to him?
No, I don't. I don't like that at all. That's disturbing to me.
I know.
Very, very disturbing. Anyway, this and so much more at Y98.com. And you can also check out Schmig in podcast form. Find that at Y98. All right, celebrity birthdays. The celebrity birthdays, not that great, but the back in the days are pretty solid. I'm going to hit you with a few. 3 years ago today, in 2016, Stranger Things came out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So they're doing a good job. Three seasons in 3 years
I'm
is pretty
proud
good.
Of them.
A lot of times they make you wait.
Eight episodes, though. You got to get it done. You're only doing eight episodes.
I agree, but they're delivering.
And they're solid.
31 years ago today, in 1988, the first Die Hard was released.
Wow.
You forget about that. You think it was Christmas time.
Yeah, you
do.
Right.
Middle of July.
So it's really not a Christmas movie, then.
No.
No.
And even though people try to put it in the Christmas movie category.
It's like Gremlins in that category, too. Gremlins was a summer movie as well.
Crazy. Two local ones. 79 years ago, in 1940, Robert Wadlow, also known as the Alton Giant, died at age 32. At his death, he stood at 8 feet 11 inches tall and weighed nearly 500 pounds.
Crazy.
When he was in kindergarten, he was 5'6". By the time he was 18, he was 8'4 and wore a size 37 shoe. Also, I didn't know this until just now. No indication, even when he died, that he had stopped growing.
Right.
Yeah. Where does somebody get shoes?
He actually worked for a shoe company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was Brown Shoe, if I'm correct. They actually made special shoes for him.
I'm just telling you.
International Shoe Company.
There we go.
I'm trying to find some wide golf shoes, and it's about impossible to find for women. Well, I'm not buying Skechers.
You guys have any heads up? 314-531-9898.
It's hard.
And then 28 years ago in 1991, and I'm going to read this as written, Cannonball Run superstar and St. Louis's own Bert Convy, who also later hosted Win, Lose, or Draw, died of a brain tumor at age 57.
Oh, Tim Convy's cousin.
Man, if you get some free time today, get on YouTube, watch the guy host a game show. It was thing of beauty.
It really was. Good. Yeah.
Talk about witty.
I'm
He was good. All right, let's see some birthdays. Oh, a very happy birthday, 80 years old, to Mike Shannon. Former Cardinal, Cardinals broadcaster, member of the family around here. 80 years old and still going strong.
Tom Ackerman, who works over at KMOX, has a birthday today, too.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Tom Ackerman.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
Are you going to do your Shannon impersonation course?
Shekafosh.
Are you going to do your Tom Ackerman?
I'm Tom Ackerman. And odds are I'm wearing a PGA Championship shirt today.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's St. Louis. Maybe it's Black. We don't know.
He's always, but he now, I brought it up to him, and now every time I see him, he has one on. It's, the joke is not far off from the truth.
Yeah, he's the best. All right, how old is, even more local, how old Scott Foley?
Oh, he's Nick's age. He's 40. 7.
Yep, nailed it.
Wow.
Scott Foley, 47.
Nick went to school with them at one of the schools that Nick attended. He went to a lot of them.
So, does that mean Nick's school colors are all of them?
Oh, yeah. They really are.
Okay.
Man.
Brigitte Nielsen.
He had some trouble with, authority, okay. I think.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah.
Red Sonja.
She was in Rocky IV, Red Sonja.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
All Cobra. The weird VH1 reality
dated
show.
Dated Stallone and
Flavor
dated
Flav.
Married Flavor Flav, right?
No, I don't think so.
I think you might be right.
No.
Didn't she date Mark Gastineau, the football player, too?
Possible. That's a
lucky, and she was lucky just lady.
In, she was in Creed 2, and it was pretty cool. Brigitte.
63?
61.
60.
Sticking it to her. She's only 56.
Oh. Whoa.
She was young in those movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Really
she
young.
Was a really good, evil-looking person.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. She was
that blonde hair and how tall she was.
Yeah.
And finally, he's been in everything. Where do we start? Forrest Whitaker. From Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, man.
Star Wars.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Black Panther.
It's probably first role, right?
The Shield. He was so good in The Shield.
Mm-hmm.
56.
That's a good guess.
58?
Yep, you nailed it. Hey. Forrest Whitaker, 58. If you are celebrating a birthday today,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Here's Lance Hildebrand with what I believe is a final look at your...
Time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Thank you, Bobby. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement, and then you guys weigh in on whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus.
I think that's bonus. Bonafide.
That is bonafide.
I'd like
right.
to see more Burt Convey in this hosting segment.
Like me, you want me to sort of...
Well, I mean, you know, the best.
I try.
All right.
I'll always be just a shadow of what he was as a host. You threw me off now. Oh, today's topic.
Yeah,
how about
Bert
this?
Would never be thrown off.
Yeah, I know. The guy would
Betty White
everything.
Talked a lot during Tattletales.
Yep. He didn't mind.
Uh-uh.
Better hair than me, too. We talked about this last week.
Ouch.
A David Bowie Barbie doll came out for the 50th anniversary of Space Oddity.
Yes.
Right,
they questioned it.
Barbie, yeah. It was a little strange. Barbie doll of David Bowie. So I am going to name a celebrity, and you're going to tell me if there's ever been a Barbie doll of that person.
Ooh,
before.
Barbie doll or a doll,
Barbie.
Any kind of doll.
Specifically,
it's gotta be Barbie.
Specifically Barbie doll. Okay.
Yes, official Barbie doll.
Okay,
cool.
TM.
Because there were a lot of Sunshine Family. You know?
I had the Sunshine Family. They were granola hippie kids, but they had beautiful blue eyes.
Up first, Beyonce. Beyonce had a Barbie doll, Bonafide or Bogus.
I bet she did. Can't you see him?
Like they did Destiny's Child,
didn't
maybe?
Hoda and Kathy Lee have a Barbie? Or Hoda and Savannah Guthrie? I'm saying yes,
just
Bonafide.
From a likelihood standpoint, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'm going to agree, Bonafide.
You guys are right, it's Bonafide. Mattel
Bonafide.
Made a Beyonce Barbie doll back in 2005.
Yeah, makes sense.
Up next, Bonafide or Bogus, Kim Kardashian had a Barbie doll.
Nope. Bogus.
I'll say bogus.
I'm going to go to the contrary. I'm going to say bona fide.
It is bogus.
Bogus!
They have not done a Kim doll yet. Earlier this year, Kim Kardashian tweeted that a deal was in place, but it fell through. Bona fide or bogus? There was an Elvis Presley Barbie doll.
Barbie doll?
I think that's bona fide. I think there were two varieties. I think there was old Elvis.
Hip-shaking Elvis.
No, there was like leather-clad Elvis, comeback special Elvis, and then rhinestoned out
you
Elvis.
You seem to know a lot so, about something that you think may be true.
Right. I think I might own
it. It was
both.
7 inches long.
I am going to say bona fide.
Bona fide.
It is bona fide.
Bona fide.
Kevin, however, they've done more than two. They've done at least 8 different Elvis dolls. The first one came out in 1997.
All right, well, I guess that David Bowie thing isn't that crazy then.
It's still a bit of a stretch.
It's
yeah, because it's weird to see Barbie as, because like the Elvis doll is an Elvis Barbie. You know what I'm saying? It's not Barbie as Elvis. It's an Elvis Presley doll.
So is the David
Barbie's.
Bowie.
No, it's Barbie as David Bowie in Space Oddity.
No, I don't think
it's not.
Yeah,
David Bowie's just a very pretty man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Barbie as David Bowie.
No.
Okay.
Bonafide or bogus, there was a Katy Perry Barbie doll.
Bogus.
Ooh,
I think that's bonafide.
I'll say bonafide too.
Bonafide, y'all.
Bonafide.
Really? The guys got it. It came out in 2011. And finally,
I wouldn't be all that proud of it, you two.
Saying nothing.
Hey.
Bonafide or bogus, Presidents Trump and Obama both have official Barbie dolls.
Maybe they do.
No, I think,
I'm going to say bogus.
I think it's bogus.
I think bogus too.
You guys are right. It's bogus.
Yeah.
Neither of them do. Mattel did do a female President Barbie doll for the last election and one in 2012. And there was a George Washington Barbie in 1997. But it wasn't really him. It was basically just Barbie in a Halloween costume.
Really?
Yeah. This has been a Bonafide or Bogus.
Bonafide. Monday, yeah!
are joined in studio again by two of our favorite millennials in the building, Alex and Patty.
We out here.
Where was Alex out this weekend? I looked at you had a Facebook story. I clicked on it and
I went to the Windy City Smokeout in Chicago.
Okay, I saw you partying and checking in.
Well, you did company bowling on Friday because I checked in with you.
We did company bowling. Bowled a few balls.
I made an appearance on the Alex Rich Instagram, which was a big deal for me.
Tim checked in.
So then you went to Chicago.
And then I went off to the Windy City Smokeout in Chicago. It was a good time. It was hot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of standing, long day. But it was a good time.
All right, Patty, where'd you check in this weekend?
I did karaoke.
Yeah. What'd you sing?
I sang crazy rap, Colt 45.
Nice. Patty's mom showed up at the donut drive-in on Friday.
So nice to meet her.
Lovely to meet her.
She's great.
Is she karaoke guru?
She's all we talked about.
Me, yeah.
Yeah.
She can actually hit notes. I go for it.
Yeah. She kind of sold you out.
She wasn't on your side.
It's fair. I don't blame her. She has to live with me. So she's hurt a lot.
What'd she say? Patty doesn't get my singing voice?
Actually, she did say that.
She said something along those lines.
Yes. Yep. About Patty and Patty Land?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Mm. Okay, well, speaking of singing and songs, I saw a list on BuzzFeed, and it was, we're obviously not going to go through all 27 viral songs that every millennial knows. And a lot of these we had already in our system because we're a radio show, so we're on the same wavelength as you, but we're just going to play the clips of five of the top five, and you guys have to tell us what it is, okay?
Okay.
You ready? Here you go. Here's number one.
He's climbing your windows. He's snatching your people up.
You know he can't hear
trying to rape him, so you need to have your wife. Had your kids, had your wife. Had your kids, had your wife. And had your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
Is that a T-Pain song? What is that?
Nope.
Run it back one more time for us.
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people.
Oh my gosh, is this a remix of that interview on the news?
Yes, The Bedroom
that
Intruder.
Is
huh.
Adding that to the karaoke list.
All right. No, you've never heard the Bedroom Intruder interview?
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Oh, it's amazing.
You need to see the
Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife.
That's great. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right. All right, here's number two.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow.
What does it mean?
Do you know the Double Rainbow guy, Alex?
I'm way more cultured than Alex.
I need to look at these remixes.
Okay, here is number three.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate
rain.
Chocolate rain. That's
chocolate rain.
Yeah.
Chocolate rain's a great one.
I don't know this one.
And Chocolate Rain wasn't a clip that they remixed. This was actually this guy just singing.
He nailed it on the original. There was no need to remix.
All right, number four.
This is amazing. It sounds like me singing karaoke.
You guys have this one on your show.
I don't know. We don't know this one.
This is on my, it's What's Up by Four Non Blondes, but in the world's worst remix of
it. Yeah, it's the Laughing Prince Adam from He-Man.
It's amazing.
Remix.
Yeah, it sounds like Erasure
Big
doing Four Non Blondes.
That's
what's
not
going
a Kevin
on.
Remix?
No. All right, and finally, I did not know this one either.
A duck walked up to a
Oh, God, this is a great song.
What is it?
Hey, bum. Got any grapes?
Got any grapes? This is a great one.
He's just listening to the lyrics and repeating them.
Yeah, he's like, got any grapes?
It literally said, got any grapes?
Like, it goes for like 5 minutes and then the end is just, are you kidding me?
It's the duck song, right?
Yep.
The duck
song. Wada way, wada wada.
Patty's embarrassed
stop
for
singing.
You.
That's great.
All right, so those are, like, there's obviously 22 more that we're not going to get
those
to.
Are some,
they're
some
all
bangers.
The viral song sensations.
Yeah, I thought you were good. Talking like viral, like Old Town Road type viral.
I did too, but that was way better.
Thank
than
you,
what I
Patty.
That
I
was,
appreciate
no,
it.
It was. It was.
Big fan.
That was like, that was an original piece right there. It was great.
There's a Mr. Rogers remix, and it's amazing, and it's called Garden of Your Mind, so you guys should all give that a listen.
Oh, really? Garden of Your Mind.
Mr. Rogers remix. Oh, it slaps.
Did you watch the documentary, the Mr. Rogers, Will You Be My Neighbor? It made me want to be a better person until I got in here.
I don't want to be a better
every
person.
Morning.
Mr. Rogers does that to people.
I know, he really does.
Have you heard the remix of the Fergie doing the national anthem?
That's amazing, too.
The original was rough.
The original was rough. It starts with that, but then it goes into this remix, and it's phenomenal.
Well, we'll find it. We'll play it before we go off the air.
I saw that line. They know what's up.
I saw that Fergie.
You were there?
Yes.
Oh, you were there?
That was the All-Star game.
That was the All-Star game that Vic made his first All-Star game in L.A.
Alex's friend.
And it was
Vic.
It was brutal.
Victor.
Yeah, everyone knows Alex is friends with Vic.
Not everyone, in case they are just tuning in or new to the show. Thank you to Alex. Thank you to Patty.
Thank you.
Monday. Yes, it's Monday. Millennial.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.